This is our very first session in our Summer Soul Radiant Success 8-session course, and I am so excited about this course because, in particular, I am really upping the game for all of us in terms of who we are in the world and who we are to ourselves. So on that note, I'm going to ask us to call upon our transmissions of grace, as we always do, so that we have them and many other beings are with us in this course. I don't know their names yet, but I know that there are additional beings. So I'm going to be quiet while you go ahead and activate them in our usual fashion of saying your name softly to yourself, three times the city and the state that you live in and your age, three times, and then I will go around the room and ask you how you sense them and how they make you feel. Just let me know when you're ready by simply saying ready. I'll be quiet.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
Thank you. How about you, Mary? Did I miss? Okay, there you are. All right, good. So who would like to go first to tell me, number one, how you sense them, and number two, their impact on you?
I can go.
All right, thank you.
What I experienced was a little bit of a tingling, so that kind of indicated to me that I was feeling something. And then I just felt them, and I felt this really, this time it was a little different than maybe normally. I felt a real strong sense of like support and excitement that they're just right there with me and giving me like encouragement, you know, in my commitment toward this course. I feel that very strongly.
And, fabulous.
A feeling of comfort for sure.
Yeah, so that's different from the other experiences of anxiety where it really was more of an uncomfortable feeling, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so please make note of that, all right? Steve, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay, this is very good. This is a very positive affirmation for you. You understand what I'm saying about that?
It is, and I know it comes on the foundation of a lot of input or, you know, investment in preparation for this course.
Yes, and I appreciate that very much. I know you were kind of sliding into first there, but you did.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me about the sliding into first, and you did?
Yeah, but I mean, on my maybe more emotional or energetic preparation, I've been very looking forward to this commitment, this class. I'm intending it for it to be a big transformation for me.
Beautiful. I love your wording. I'm listening very carefully, as you know, and you're definitely showing up in your power. Thank you. Who would like to go next? How you sense the transmissions and that impact on you?
Well, I sense the tingling that I always feel, and it sort of continues to tingle. A lot of times, you know, we say, okay, there's the tingling, they're here, and we move on. But they seem to be continuing to tingle.
Beautiful. So, got it. I'm starting to see a bit of a pattern here with the energetics. Excellent. For all of us, not just just you. Okay, Mary darling, Barb, and so how does that make you feel? What's the impact of that on you?
Well, I'm pleased that I seem to be able to get them to come more quickly.
Right. Great. And how does that impact you? So where I'm going with this, Barb, well, hang on one second. Where I'm going with this is, and believe me, the course is going to go into much greater depth on this one point especially. The idea is to go from observation, after it, the observation of whatever registers, then the next is to notice how that impacts you, how it impacts us, emotionally, physically, etc. So to get past just the mental observation to the actual impression that affects our thoughts and emotions and physicality is what I'm after.
Mm-hmm. I guess that it's, I'm just looking forward to
No, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you. That's not what I'm asking.
Okay.
What is the impact of you having called on these beings and you are feeling the tingling? How does that affect you emotionally and maybe your thought processes?
Well, I don't really have an answer to that.
All right, I'll let it go for now. However, what I would like you to do is when you call upon the transmissions of grace in between our sessions and our classes, I do want you to start noticing the emotional response that you have in knowing that something has responded when you call upon them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, because with you especially, you're wanting to get out of your head and into your emotion, your power. And one aspect of our power is the power of our emotions, right?
Yes.
And you have shut down your emotions because you don't want to make waves. You don't want to have confrontation and disapproval, right?
Right.
And so the only issue that, and I know this because I lived it myself, the only problem with shutting a door to protect us from what's uncomfortable and undesirable is we're also shutting the door to feeling the goodness that is also there, because it's just one door into our emotions. And when we open that door, we get to experience the great stuff and the pain stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we're going to work on, in this course, a lot of how to take care of ourselves so that opening that door is not us setting off a tsunami where we get washed away.
Okay.
So that is why I'm asking you. Are you following where I am on this, Barb?
Yes.
Okay. Now that I've said all that, I'm going to ask you again, and, you know, if the answer is the same, that's fine. There's no make-wrongs here. As you reflect on the fact that you called upon invisible beings, and then you noticed a tingling, how did you emotionally feel about that tingling?
Comforted that they are here with me.
Thank you. Yay, let's give Barb applause. Yay, Barb.
Yay, Barb.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb, for going the one step further. Okay. All right, Mary dear, you're up.
I felt transmissions of grace as an arm around my shoulder and felt the warmth of their presence with me. And so enveloped in being held and embraced that I just was just like, oh, yay, I can achieve my goals now because I have this extra boost within and around me.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Well, let's give everybody applause because everyone really noticed something that went from zero to wow, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So yes, yay! Okay, so now what we're going to do is talk about the purpose of this course, what you can expect is going to be coming through this course. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the list of intolerables. We're going to talk about the main project that each of you wants to have as your main focus for the course and a few other things. All righty. So number one, the purpose of this course is to help you design your outer world to be the lifestyle that you long to live, that is created with your spiritual power toolkit of psychic intuition, guidance, energy management, and your sense of soul purpose. Those, you know, I say it a million times because that's what I do. Spiritual power toolkit and then directing those power tools in whatever direction we want. And each of those directions ultimately is you creating something in the outer world that you really want to create and that helps others, as well as you becoming more and more and more empowered and falling more and more in love with yourself. When you think about your journey with me, all of you, does that fit with what you've experienced has been our focus? Who wants to go first?
I would say yes. It fits right in.
Okay, good. Who else?
I would... Ditto, absolutely.
Okay. And what about you, Barb? Did what I say make sense, and can you see that, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely, I can see that, yes.
Okay. So the signature of this course is really not just about how to get something born out in the world, how to get something launched out in the world. It is more about launching you as more and more in adept with your spiritual tools. That's really what it's all about. Because as you've heard me say in other venues, most likely the membership calls, the focus is to become a light leader, to become a light bearer, whether that's in your business or whether that's, you know, just sitting at a traffic light and you look over and the person next to you in the other car is having a hard day and you smile and you wave your hand. Whatever it is, the focus is more light into you, and then you decide what you want to do with that light. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do each of you feel about that? We're putting energies and thought forms into our cauldron here. So when you think about what I've just said in relationship to what you know about your life and your goals, how does that make you feel? Who wants to go first?
I can go. You know, this to me, this course, call it serendipitous, call it... it's so on time with my life and what my life has brought to where my life has brought me to at this point. And this class, when you first proposed it, there wasn't even a question in my mind. I knew that through you that the universe was bringing this to me, and it was just, there's no words. It was just a knowing. and like, okay, I know that this is the next step, and I'm ready for it.
Great, great. And how about you, Barb and Mary, you looking upon yourself as a light bearer, where the focus of this course is to assist you in holding more and more higher light, meaning higher values, your connection with your soul, so that you can have a more fulfilling personal life and a more effective outer world contribution. How does that make you feel?
Well, that's a very special gift, and I agree with Steve. And you may have noticed, Sasha, that it didn't take me long to sign on, and sometimes it takes me a long time to sign on. That this was something that I needed and that I wanted, and I was going to go into this full throttle.
Yeah, beautiful. How about you, Mary dear?
Well, I am being more in the world in speaking engagements, but and that underscores that I want to walk the talk, and the self-honoring lifestyle is wonderful language to describe the life that I want to lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I designed this for the three of you, you and mine. I still feel that there might be a fourth person, but I don't know who that person is yet. But we'll talk about that later. My point is that it's the energies of all of your souls having been in touch with my soul that this course was born. So I say that to you so that you really, really jump with all 4 feet into the ring, you know, all fours into the ring to play and to, you know, see yourself as like wizards, you know, like alchemists that are just wielding this energy around. That's what I'm holding as our vision for this class. So the other aspect is that the purpose of this is for you to more deeply embody and understand your own personal soul purpose mission, which includes living first and foremost a fulfilling life for yourself, your own personal journey, and then secondarily to contribute to others in bigger ways than you might have before, in ways that really light your fire, that really motivate you, where you are playing a big enough game that keeps you interested. You know, I have often thought that part of the reason why people aren't motivated is because they haven't really identified the bigger game that they really want to play. Or when they think about the bigger game that they want to play, their own blocks and toxic patterns kind of just throw it all out in the garbage. And my purpose in this course is to teach you how to catch that from happening when it happens, because it's going to happen to everybody. That's just the nature of expansion. As you hit up against the constraints and you push through, you move through, you press through. And the other aspect is to help you reignite or remember or create or all the above a vision that comes straight from your soul. We'll be doing that later on in the course. So those are the two main purposes for the existence of this course. The other thing I wanted to tell you, I told this to Mary, but I hadn't mentioned it to you, Steve and Barb, is that another bonus that I've included in this program is that each of you gets one additional private session hour with me, however you want to use it. So just please make a note to go to however your time tracking our private packages together and just add another hour in there.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. That's awesome.
You're very welcome. And I did that because of Mary. So you can thank Mary Spirit for that one.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, we'll all thank Sasha for this too.
Right.
Yeah. All right, now as far as, you know, how to make this course go smoothly, where you get the most out of it, here are some things to keep in mind. Number one is please respect yourself by giving yourself time to do your home play. Last minute doing your home play exercises, I promise you, will rob you of a more deeper understanding, experiencing, and embodiment of the material. So for this, you know, for these summer months, from now until the end of August, I really am inviting you and encouraging you to look upon this course as like your ticket to another galaxy, you know, where you don't want to miss the ride. You don't want to get to the train track late. You want to get there early. You want to be ready to go. And this course has that built into it as the capacity to up all of your soul, all of your spiritual power tools so that you are just much clearer, decisive, motivated, and strategic in terms of what you do in the outer world, personally and professionally. However, the emphasis is going to be professionally, even for you, Steve, because it's all about you getting the creative power, the creative jewels out of each of you that you want to bring out into your world, not only for fulfillment, but to make money. I love making money, and I want you to love making money. So that's the undercurrent on that one, in terms of you really putting your all into this and giving yourself time on the exercises. The other is to really call upon your peer support. You know, however you guys want to do it, make sure you have each other's emails and phone numbers. Please use the Facebook group to just show up. You know, just show up. Pretend like you're all roommates living in a dorm somewhere, and you are just, you know, you have a relationship where you can just knock on each other's door and just talk about whatever. This is a very sacred, specialized little group we've got here for this course. And the Facebook group is secret, and so I'm going to ask you to watch the notifications that you get from Facebook if you see any activity in the Facebook group, and be involved, you know, be there. Do you all agree with me on this? Can you get behind me on this one?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I agree, and I commit to showing up on Facebook.
Thank you, Steve. And so what I mean by that is, you know, if you see one of us write something, at least go in that day and just acknowledge it, not just put the little like thing that Facebook has, but just acknowledge it, because what we're building up here is a, what should I call it? It's like a force, an energy field that is going to act to motivate all of you. Because you know that when you know for your own personal experience that when you say something or you do something and somebody acknowledges it, it goes right into your heart and it helps. And it validates your existence. It reinforces the value of the fact that you just said, "Hi, I'm here." You know what I mean, everybody?
Yeah.
And that's what that's the intention that I'm holding that this group for this particular course is going to do. And it's like pulling teeth to get any of you to write much in the membership group, but this is different. This is going to be different. So I hope that this touches your heart and that you'll use it. And if you don't, give me suggestions of what I can say to each of you so that there's more of a cohesive brother and sister relationship for these few months where that group really works for you. Okay, regarding the recordings, there's going to be a replay version that is going to be posted in the group page until we get the the course website page completed. It's not completed yet. So what we'll be doing is we'll be posting just the replay URL in a document, and we'll put it up in the Files tab. And then once the full page is going to be something like our membership archive library, once all that is done, you'll be notified, and it is going to happen sometime before the end of August. But in the meantime, we've got the replay that you can count on that's going to take place, you know, within 24 hours, you know, typically the same day as our course. Does anybody have any questions about that?
No, that's good.
No.
No.
Okay. Now, with regards to handouts, if there are handouts, and there may not be handouts on some sessions, they will usually be emailed to you by the morning of our class, as well as uploaded into the Files tab. Today was different, and that brings in another disclosure, which you've already observed in me, and that is that sometimes my intuitive hits come at a very unpredictable time, in which case things may not get to you as soon as I'd like them to. However, I'm working on that with my intuitive channels, and I'm not even sure how I'm working on it, but I know that my intuition and my guides know what my intention is. So thank you for being patient. I can certainly say that you'll get handouts. Either you'll get a notification of handouts through email and through Facebook at least 2 hours before a next session. However, the goal is that you get them either the night before or the morning of. So there's really not much else I can say about that. I mean, it is what it is, as they say. Okay. Any comments about that before I move on?
No.
No.
Okay, great. So now, with regards to your home play and giving yourself enough time, this course is really hot-wired for you to accomplish bigger things for yourself in the outer world and your inner world, depending exclusively upon your readiness to let go of obsolete, suffocating patterns and your readiness to be courageous, be bold, and be motivated with burning insistence of yourself to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And that does not mean beating yourself up. It just means a burning insistence. And there's a big difference. Burning insistence, even though you may not be able to respond to it, that does not equal permission to beat yourself up. It is merely something for you to look at. And you have so many tools, plus bring it to my attention so that whatever needs to be cleared and healed will be addressed. And in my own personal world, I have to share with you that some of the patterns are really deep and affect us in ways that we don't even know until somebody points it out who has the eyes, the spiritual eyes and ears, to notice them. But you will notice that you're just still not free and flying the way you know you can. And in my own life, I just had a surprise, but it didn't surprise me. And that is that one of the mentors that I'm working with, who doesn't know me from Adam, I'm just newly connecting with her. And she sent me a mini reading, and man, oh man, there it was, you know, let go of the pain of your childhood, the things that happened with your family of origin, you know. It was amazing to me. It was a great learning to realize that things are so deep and their impact is so covered, because I don't think about my family of origin. I don't have any charge when I think of any of them. And yet, look at how it must still be a ball and chain on my soul that a very powerful and well-known intuitive gave me that in a mini reading. So my point on this, And that just happened this morning. So again, nothing is by accident, or late last night, nothing is by accident. The fact that that happened to me is partly because I am to tell you that beating yourself up is not allowed, and that things that are still gnawing at you, just understand that they are deep soul wounds that take time. And our job is to know when we don't feel quite right, and for the purpose of this course, and that you tell me. You either tell me in a private session or you put it in the Facebook group, because I'm sure it's going to be globally shared by everybody in one form or another. So as I say that, I'd like you to each close your eyes for a moment and write down whatever comes to your mind right now as to the one thing that is still nagging at you from your past. Just write it down and we'll move on. One thing that is nagging from your past. One thing. Everybody got theirs written down?
No, I'm still thinking.
Okay.
Sasha, just to clarify, this isn't necessarily a certain experience, but more of an emotional, maybe, memory or tendency?
It could be either. In my case, it was an entire lifetime with my family of origin, disappointments, shocks, traumas, things like that.
I got you. Okay.
That affected my self-image. So, you know, whatever. It could be an isolated event. Believe me, it could be. Okay, does everybody have theirs?
Yes.
Yes.
Mary, do you have yours yet? Mary, are you on mute? Mary?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you're on mute, and yes, you have it. Is that right?
Yes. Both, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm glad that you're using mute if there's noise in the background. Okay, so, Barb, what did you write down real quick?
That I was ugly and not pretty and not athletic and, so felt very self-conscious and inferior.
Yeah, that'll do it. Thank you. Steve, what about you?
Well, basically just this, it's kind of connected thing of embarrassment, just feeling absolutely embarrassed, like I don't want to be here, and which has to do with the self-hate and that experience from growing up.
Yes, so there was a particular experience that repeated itself in your life that left you feeling that way, correct?
Yes, that's a good way to describe it.
Okay, and it sounds like Barb had her own version of that in her own way. Okay, what about you, Mary?
Of that same inner critic that, who do you think you are? Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. And why do you think you're a writer?
Right, okay, good. So you see, we all have something that is now going to go into the intolerable file, correct?
Yes.
Now, going in the intolerable file could mean a gradual shift in how you show up in the world, or it could be like a light switch that just goes on, it's done, I'm out of here, finished. So, again, just observe how this is going to heal for you, and no beating yourself up. If you find yourself beating yourself up, my request is that you write it in the Facebook group and you say, I'm beating myself up, and I promise you, at least I will come swarming in with lots of love and hopefully the others will too.
Yes.
So is that a deal, everybody?
Deal.
Okay.
Yep, deal.
Yes. Yes.
No?
Okay, great. All right, now, let me see where I'm at with my notes here. Yes, this burning insistence, you know, those are two words you might want to write down and just put them on your dashboard of your car and or your bathroom mirror and or your computer monitor, burning insistence, because that's really what it's going to take to drill through and expand past some of the more encrusted patterns that we have. So the home play is to help you project accomplishment. Let me rephrase it. To project your intention of accomplishing your goal, your project, and so that your project can emerge with fun and with grace and with exciting celebration, as opposed to driven, I've got to do this, I'm screwed if I don't. If you come at it with that energy, which is the way I have lived my life for many, many years, I'm only like maybe the last year or two, am I starting to ease up and put more willingness to have fun, you know, while I'm working on a really big project. And so play and fun and ease and celebration are now some core values that I want to have this course revolve around. So I said, you might want to write them down. Fun and grace and ease and celebration. And ease is different from grace, because grace has a feeling of, you know, definitely otherworldly support. And ease might have that, but it's more that it just flows. You're in the flow, but it might not have that otherworldly infusion feeling. I'll just leave that up to you. But those are core words that are going to be part of our recipe for success in this course. All right. So now I'll be teaching you tools that are designed to help you build your confidence and your sense of inner freedom. So two key concepts, confidence and inner freedom. Inner freedom means that being who you truly are, that you are giving up more and more of the censorship. Now, I'm saying that to you all because I know your hearts. If you were people that tended to take your rage and your insecurities and your dissatisfaction with life out on other people, I would not say that. I don't even think I'd have anybody like that in my group. But in case I did, I would somewhat change the wording. What we're after is inner freedom to express the deep truth of who you are. And I know all of you, and I have my own version of this, where we tend to be kind of walk on eggshells at our own expense at times. And the purpose of this is not to just run people over. Again, none of you have that kind of personality trait. It is more to have the courage to speak up and have the strength to trust yourself to handle the response that you're going to get. Does that make sense, the distinction that I'm making here, everybody? Anybody have any questions about that?
Well, that sounds great.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So confidence and inner freedom are also values around which this course is designed. So confidence and inner freedom as to who you are in the world, where you honor, respect, and appreciate yourself even more. Again, I wrote this course for you all. Honor, respect, and appreciate yourself even more. and to free yourself up to contribute more at higher levels in the world. So these tools concentrate on your spiritual power tools. This course concentrates on building your psychic intuitive skills, your sensitivity and interpretation of energy, and your choices and behaviors that are soul aligned to your own self-respect standards. Your self-respect standards. That's huge. Your self-respect standards. Which means if you don't like the way somebody did something and you're involved, or they talk to you in a certain way, or they talk to somebody else in a certain way, but you were there and you had to hear it, if it offends your standards, I'm suggesting you do something or say something. And the do something could be to leave. Your self-respect standards is what gives you confidence in allowing yourself to be who you authentically are. And in the world of marketing, the more real you are as to who you are, the easier it is for you to find who your buyers are, who your niche is, who your target is, etc. So these tools and your choices and behaviors are all about you getting more and more familiar with how to keep yourself soul aligned to your own self-respect standards, passions, and your mission in the world. The other toolkit that I'm going to be focusing on more in this course is you're getting in touch with your spirit guides and your angels. I'm doing a little bit more work on that, developing my own skills with that, and I will share with you what I'm learning, which I think is going to be very exciting. Also to sense energy bit more so that you can better manage your own energy for your desired outcomes. So the more you become sensitive to the energy of a person, an animal, a plant, you walk into a room, bam, you start becoming sensitive to the energy in the room. You wake up in the morning and you notice what your emotions are, what your energy is like, and then you're going to do whatever you want to do about that, as opposed to just kind of plowing through life. These all become skills that make you more like a ninja in terms of navigating yourself to where you want to get to. Does anybody have any questions about that particular point?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Choosing projects, relationships, and self-care that support your unfolding sense of your mission. Basically, what I'm saying there is being on purpose, both on how you treat yourself and what you allow in your life from the outer world. Also, to be getting greater clarity as to how to design a soul-aligned day, how to come back to center when something feels off purpose and not soul-aligned, and how to move out of your comfort zone in ways that are actually safe for you. So that's a big topic. And I just noticed that the other day with me, so I know that you learn from when I give you my own personal experiences. There was an animal cruelty case that was pretty rough on me and the world, really. And I just noticed there was nothing I could do to help in that situation. I made a couple of calls, and I knew this was just something that I could not touch with a 10-foot pole. And my inner self said, okay, that's it, goodbye, no more, no more Facebook, no more emails, this is it. You said what you needed to say, and now the world has to work it out. And that was because I knew that based on other things that I wanted to accomplish, to spend any more time in that energy would be very off purpose for me. And I know that each of you run into that at some point in any given week. And now I'm saying to you, now it's time for you to get more decisive. That when something, you know, it has value, but it's just not on purpose given other things that you want to do. It's for you to do something about that. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Barb, you got to get closer to your phone, please, when you say your yes. Okay, thank you.
And
okay.
Knowing when to say no and when to say
yes. Yeah. To yourself, not just to others, but to yourself. So we're talking about self-management, self-discipline, just getting clear about what it is you want to accomplish. And how committed are you to what it is you want to accomplish? And I know that we had discussed this in one of the training calls. Maybe, I don't remember which one. It might have been at the first of the year, the January call this year. Then we're also going to be going into a better understanding of how to harness your passions for income and personal self-fulfillment. And both Steve and I studied the passion test in our own respective years, and basically the bottom line is passions is what makes you feel like you are you. If you are not fulfilling your passions, the ones that are really important, what happens, I believe, is that there's a disconnection, there's a deadening that takes place, because the soil of who we are is not being heated, H-E-E-D-E-D, and is not having expression in the world. And so there's like a disorientation that takes place. There's a deadening of will that takes place. So we're going to be discussing passions at some point in this as well. You all understand what I'm saying about that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So finally, please, please, please have easy access to our membership archive library. That is the one, that's the location where all of our membership calls are archived. So I would like to ask you to put on your computer somewhere or on a piece of paper that's a hard copy, the actual URL, or put it in your favorites. You know, you could do that. The URL of how to get to the archive library and to know very quickly what your username and password is. I absolutely need you to do that for me and for you. Okay. Now, anybody have any questions about anything before we go on? And I know, Mary, we need to wrap up in 30 minutes for you. So any questions? Okay. Anybody have any questions? Yeah.
Just for your information, when you, if you can replay this and go into this point right now, you'll hear the static in your microphone that we're hearing. So I just want to help you isolate that problem. I don't know if it'll help you to listen to it to be able to discern what is the problem, but it sometimes it's better and then sometimes it's worse. And for those last couple of minutes, it got pretty pronounced.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know how you guys know that I just dislike that intensely. I'm so sorry.
Well, if you want to go back to
okay.
It again, it's right around this time. So that's all.
Okay, good. At the hour mark. Okay, we'll do. All right. So this list of intolerables, what I'd like you to do is each of you look at that list, and I want you to tell each of us one of those list of intolerables that you are going to focus on right away to improve or completely eliminate as it is. So look it over, and I also want you to write it in the Facebook group like right now. Just put on one of the posts the word intolerable and just write it out what it is. And when each of you have your one driving, gotta go, intolerable, let me know, please. So we should be seeing everybody write their intolerable in the Facebook group so we can see it.
Facebook, I'm sorry.
Okay. So does everybody have their one main intolerable?
Yes.
Great. Who else?
I do. I'm typing.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, put your intolerable in the Facebook group, okay, right now?
I'm doing it right now.
Great. I see Barb's. Thank you, Barb. I see Steve's. Unclarity about what, Steve? Write that down. See, you're unclear about what you're unclear about. So go ahead back and edit it. The way to edit it is you go to the upper right-hand corner of the post, and you'll see a choice that says edit.
I see. Okay, thank you.
So tolerate is unclarity about what specific. Be specific. How about you, Mary? Where are you at?
I posted it.
Okay, so there it goes. Doing payment plans without having a way to collect it. Yes, yes, I agree with you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. That's an easy fix. You're lucky. Compared to the others. Okay. Right, right. Okay. So for your, so does everybody see everybody else is on here? Steve, did you put your unclarity, did you get that figured out?
Just it.
Okay, let me redo it. Okay, your day's activities. Okay. So... what I'd like you to do, let me just be quiet for a minute. Okay, so now what I want each of you to do in your post is underneath where it says write a comment, is for you to write out how you will feel when you have resolved this. So please, everybody, do that. Steve, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sure do.
How you will feel, how that will make you feel. Okay, Mary, I see yours. Yeah, I love it, Mary.
Thank you.
How it will make you feel once you accomplish this and that it's no longer on your intolerable list.
Sasha, how come I'm not seeing, like, Mary's post or Barb's post on here? Am I in the wrong place?
What, Steve?
How come I don't see Mary's post or Barb's post on here?
What page are you on?
Summer Soul Radiant Success.
Are you on a phone or are you on a computer?
I'm on a computer.
I don't know. Can you scroll up and down? Go to the very top post, which is my pinned post, with the graphic, and right under that is Mary's post. Do you see her post?
No, just me. All I see is my post.
Did you hit refresh?
Well, that's good, Barb. Thanks.
It doesn't always work, but
no. It does. No, that should help. Does that do it, Steve?
Sure does. Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb. Yeah, there are things I just don't even think about. It's so second nature. Thank you, dear. Okay, so Barb says, I will feel lighter, more confident about moving forward, more safe and secure. And I think the words safe and secure are very critical in this whole matrix to you, Barb. And Steve, yours says, I will feel much more in control of my life and myself. That's right. And when you feel more in control of your life and yourself, Steve, how will that make you feel? Write that down. And then hit refresh. Let us know when you have it so we'll know to refresh. How that will make you feel. Okay.
Okay, just
empowered. Okay, empowered. Good. Okay. So now the next step, everyone, is for you to be honest about where you currently are in relationship to this. And I'd like you to write in the comment section right underneath that, the one that you just wrote, is what is the one baby step that you will take that is going to start getting you closer to this that you want to feel. You want to feel empowered, Steve, and Barb, you want to feel safe and secure in moving forward, and Mary wants to feel, how would you describe how you want to feel, Mary?
Empowered to have confidence in my financial future.
Yeah, and I think the words taking your business seriously is also some key words to put in there. Your financial future, and that you really are proving to yourself that you're taking your business seriously. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I'd like each of you to write in the comments, what is the next step that you will, not that you could, but that you will take? And really give this some thought. Don't rush into answering that.
I'm in, by the way.
Okay. Thank you. And Barb and Mary, when you get yours, let me know. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so what would that protocol look like, Mary? Write down in the comment, if, you know, edit that one.
Okay.
Just after you finish the word period, you know, programs, period, say, and what that would look like is, or what then will happen is this, or people will then have to do this, or I will have to do that. You see what I mean? We want to make it very specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Barb? Where are you at?
I'm just about.
Okay. Thank you for giving it really careful thought. I want you all to win at this.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, let's see what you said. Yeah, that would be great. So how often do you want to do that journaling? Now, let's be realistic. What do you think you can count on yourself to do, Barb?
Let's see. When is our next session?
In 2 weeks.
All right. At least.
Okay. Write it down. Why don't you go in there and just do the edit and just say, I am going to do this X number of times before our next session. So you got that?
Yes.
Okay, let's refresh everybody so we can see what she wrote. And let's see what Mary wrote.
Almost done.
Okay. Okay, great, Barb. 4 times in the next 2 weeks, okay. Now, when do you want to start doing yours, Steve? Begin my day the night before by scheduling my activities and rituals.
Well, a long time ago, I heard this thing about write down 5 or I think maybe 6 things that you intend to accomplish the next day. And I just know that I need that preparation the night before, just to, at least in some form of fashion of writing things down that will... that I intend to accomplish that next day, instead of waking up and deciding, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, and being really unclear and not with a lot of, having not a lot of power toward those things and be easily affected by just circumstance. This is going to make me more focused, and part of that is going to be, just the rituals of the morning meditation. It's just going to be part of my ritual. I have summertime hours to do it now, and that's my intention.
Okay. All right, and where are you at, Mary?
I just posted.
Okay, let's see what Mary wrote. No, see, I don't want you to do PayPal invoices, Mary.
But if I'm not on the, okay.
PayPal invoices still is the same game. what you need to do is contact PayPal or Merchant Service Bank and get a virtual terminal. So that's my homework assignment for you, is to track down how you can get a virtual terminal. Either apply to PayPal and go through their their application process. There's no reason why you shouldn't be given access to that. Or another merchant bank, you could contact the bank that you currently work with and find out what their merchant services is. But the thing that you need is a virtual terminal. You know what I mean? Mary?
Not specifically.
A virtual terminal. Hang on 1 second, Steve. A virtual terminal is what I do. People give me their credit card information. It's confidential. Nobody else sees it. And I log in their payments. And the way I do it is through a software, through whichever bank it is, where you manually enter in the credit card details. That's a virtual terminal. See what I mean?
Well, I can do that with the triangle.
But that's if you have a physical card.
Well, I also have there's also a way with PayPal that I don't have to have the card.
Okay. So why don't you use that?
Sometimes people want to have an invoice, and then I sit on the phone.
I can't hear you. Say that again.
Sometimes people want an invoice, and I sit on the phone with them while they pay it.
Well, you can do that as long as it happens right then and there. I mean, you know my position on this, and we've talked about it. So as long as it happens while you're there, okay. But if what I would like you to start moving towards, and of course this applies to you too, Barb, is work out a way where they give you the credit card information. Whoever is already working with you, Mary, and they say they want an invoice, trust me, they frequently have given their credit card information online to other coaches. They know what the deal is. This isn't, you know, back roads Kentucky somewhere, right?
Right.
So you just have to take a stand that this is how you do business. They can get an invoice from you in the form of a receipt.
Right.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is to just tell them that your policies, if this is a new person, that your policies and procedures are to get you into the system, is just give me your credit card information and I'll run it right now and, you know, generate whatever kind of invoice you want with them and just take it out of the loop if you can. I don't see why you couldn't. Is there a scenario that has tripped you up in the past about that?
No, I can definitely change the policy.
And also, I would not have any financial parameter. You wrote down a program up to $300, you'll accept PayPal invoice. I would suggest that you remove that criteria entirely and just make it across the board policy that you take their credit cards and that's it for payment plans. And for the initial setup, if they're new to you or they need to give you a different credit card, then yes. Or if it's right after an enrollment conversation, yes, you stay with them on the phone and you walk them through it. That's fine. But after that, if there are future payments, you handle it exclusively on your own. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So are you willing to have that be completed in the next 2 weeks where this is no longer an issue for you? Your intolerable has been resolved.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to work on another intolerable for you next time, right? Because this one's going to be done.
This one's going to be done.
Okay, good. Okay, so going back to you, Steve, and then I'll get to you, Barb. Steve and all of you, we're going to go over the home play now, but in terms of what you're talking about, Steve, to get yourself on top of your game for the following day. Did you listen to the morning meditation and the evening integration meditations?
I did,
Steve?
And that's something that I want to integrate into my schedule, my rituals, because I haven't listened to them for a while, and I remembered how just truly powerful they are.
So I think that just so you don't overload yourself with too many things to do, how would you feel about having your evening integration ritual be what has you think ahead and write your to-do lists and whatever else you want?
Oh, yeah.
So that the
next...
Yeah, because as I said in my description to all of you, I don't want to load you down. I want you to have fun. This is summer. Summer to spread your wings. And so if there is an action step that you don't need to do, then don't do it, right?
Got it. Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay, great. Now, getting to you, Barb, what support can I offer you regarding this desire you have of getting more in touch with your role, your purpose?
Well, I struggle between optimism and pessimism. And, you know, am I on the right path? So I need a signal. I need proof of...
Good. Very good. Very good. So that goes back to the passion feeling, and that goes back to you becoming sensitive to what your emotions are without judging them, okay? So what I would suggest that you do, Barb, is when you're journaling or even during the day, it doesn't have to be a formal journaling sitting down, is for you to notice how you feel and do not run over it. Just note it. If you want to carry a little tiny spiral notebook with you, just write down how you feel. Excuse me. I feel ticked off. I feel angry. I feel lost. I feel like I want to put my fist through the wall. Write it down. Just write it down.
Okay.
Just get it out and, you know, respect it. Respect what you're feeling. And then at a later point, sooner than later, start processing it to figure out, well, what am I going to do about this? I mean, we've worked together long enough that you know the various ways that you can break down something and decide what you should do or what you shouldn't do or what it means or going digging deeper, right?
Right.
And if there are any questions, you put it in the Facebook group. I mean, that's what these 3 months are all about, is just out of the head and nervous system and into the light so that it can be healed and acted upon. Okay. And anybody have any questions about what you're going to do for your intolerables?
No.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about your home play. So here we go. Number one is you all saw the handout, right, that I posted in there of the, whatever I call it, the project template, I think I called it, the Summer Soul Radiant Success, so it's SSRS. project activation template.
Yes.
Yes.
So you all see that, right, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to make sure you saw it. Look, I'll come back to that in a minute. Okay, the first thing I'd like you all to do is, I'm assuming you all set up your binder for this course that I had sent to you earlier last week, that assignment, or Friday, whenever it was. If you haven't done that, then do that. And if you have any questions about what kind of tab titles, just write me in the Facebook group and I'll mention it, what I think would be good. Now you're going to get a separate tab that you're going to put into that binder.
Okay.
And this tab, you could either get a separate binder if you want, notebook, or you can have this be part of your main binder. This is going to be your psychic intuition and energy journal. So psychic and energy, you could put on a short little tab if you want it to be part of the binder that we've already talked about. What you're going to be capturing in this is you asking, you're going to have a daily assignment starting today. We're going to ask your guidance for something, anything. I don't care what. Anything that you want, you're going to be talking and asking, communicating with your guidance. Then notice the response that you get. Now, it could be noticeable immediately, the response, or the response to your guidance could come at any point in the future. So the process goes like this. Before you ask for your guidance, even if it's really quick, like, you know, the speed of light, you're going to do your grounding and you're going to put up your protection shield. You're going to do that part of the exercise. And if you're in a rush and a bind, then just state out loud, I'm grounding and I'm protecting myself with light, the blue light. That takes like 7 seconds. And then you're going to state a firm command that you are calling upon your highest divine spirit guides and angels from the purest realms of God's love, or your own wording. But what you're basically saying here is, I'm dialing up a phone number, and the only people, the only beings that are allowed to answer are the ones that come from the highest heart of God, the highest, purest source of God. Anybody who wants to screw with me or complicate my life, you are not allowed to answer the phone. Right? You with me?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you start off knowing what you want to ask for. You set your energy up so that you are protected and you are claiming your power. You're claiming your sovereignty. This is my house. This is my telephone, and I get to choose who comes into my house, who gets to knock at my door, who gets to be let in. Right? You with me?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only those helpers, only those spirit helpers, I don't care if they're animals or other forms of life or, you know, of the human lineage, of the human being construct. They are spirit helpers, and they are only here to come into your orbit to support your thriving in this world. Support your thriving in this world and support you in being aligned with your soul's fulfillment. Those are the two criteria. Then the rules for you working with this plea, this reaching out to your guidance, is number one, and you can listen back to the recording on this. Number one is trust that you're being heard. Trust that somebody out there actually who you want to have heard you, that they have. Trust that. Trust that there's somebody home. You with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Number two is trust whatever response you get. If you get no response, trust that. Trust that you will get a response that you will identify and trust whatever it is. There's no such thing as, oh, no, that was nothing, or, oh, I was just making that up, or, no, that was not what I thought it was. Anything like that, no, don't do that. Don't judge or minimize anything once you put that plea out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
The third rule of this particular exercise is for you to take action on whatever you get as guidance. Take action. If it says, no, don't eat that apple, eat this apple, do it. If it says, no, don't wear that shoe, wear this shoe, do it. If it says, no, wait 5 minutes before you drive your car, do that. Whatever you get, you're going to honor because you're building up a muscle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, if something feels wrong, then do not do it and let me know about it. However, if something makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel uncomfortable, then process it. Use any of your tools, like negotiating with your parts, sending down your grounding cord and throwing down the discomfort as a form of resistance, or blowing it up, you know, create a symbol of this uncomfortable feeling and blow it up. And then with all of these, what you want to do is immediately replace your focus by creating a image, a feeling, an internal dialogue of what you do want to experience instead. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So in your journal, I'm going to suggest that you have these four components. Number one, the date. Number two, the scenario. So let's say the scenario, like what happened with me today. I was working on the course, and all of a sudden, I could feel a presence come in. I could feel the back of my heart chakra opening up, and I just had this mild euphoric feeling come over me. And I asked, who are you? And I heard a name, and I saw a color. And the impact that it had on me was I just felt more relaxed in continuing designing the class, you know, tweaking the final touches on the class. So you write down the date, the scenario, meaning, you know, the setting, and what you saw or what you felt or what you heard. And then the fourth component is, what was that impact on you? Like I was asking Barbara, how did that impact you? Does everybody understand that last fourth one about how to answer, about impacting you?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't in the moment have time or don't have the ability to write it down, then the next thing I want you to do is to say it out loud. One of my teachers, Sonia Choquette, teaches over and over again, and she says, what you name, you claim. So the idea is for you to make it real, not just to keep it in between your ears. And so if you can't write it down, just say, okay, I just asked for help, and I saw this green light, or I saw this bird fly by, and it made me feel encouraged and loving my life. But say it out loud. And then when you get a chance, write it in your journal. Is everybody with me on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The other home play is for you to fill out that project activation sheet. We're going to work with that more next time. Go as far as you can go. And what you'll do is, all I want you to do is give it a name, write out the values that you feel you'll honor, write out how you will know it is accomplished. And the other sections, like the content, the technical, the creative, and the other one, I forgot what's on there. What those are the elements of you breaking down the project. We did this before in an earlier course. It might have been Bring Heaven to Earth Through Your Soul Purpose Success. I don't remember which course it was, but we'll go into more detail. if you think you have things that you already know you want to put in based on what I've told you so far, go ahead and do that. If not, don't worry. All you need to do is get clear about the project and get clear about how you will know it is completed. Okay? Everybody?
Okay. Yeah.
The other is for you to do two other things, and then we're done. One is, I do want you, since we have 2 weeks to go here, I'd like you to do the membership training call from November of 2015, which is the holiday Hell or Haven. I want you to work with the visualization and call in any people that you need to forgive, anybody that you have a charge about, whether they are still alive or if they moved into the spirit realms. Your job is to get that relationship as expressed and as healed as you can, because we're going to be working on raising your vibration throughout this course, and forgiveness and compassion are necessary. So call into your visualizations, following that protocol, the people that you still have unfinished feelings about. Does everybody understand what I'm saying about that?
Yes.
And then the final home play is for you to listen to just the meditation version of the morning meditation and the evening integration as often as you can. You know, I'm just going to leave it up to you. Your job in being empowered is to identify tools that really do work for you in any aspect of life. So I'm going to just, you know, point you in the direction to remember that you've got those, and then just use them whenever you feel the inspiration. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And please use the Facebook group. I know Mary has to go, so let's complete with each of you saying what you loved about today's course. Okay. Mary, you can go first, so you can, yes.
Sasha, I'm sorry, just real quick. The one exercise about asking our guidance for guidance, do we have a particular theme that we're coming to them, or just kind of open to general? No.
Right. Thank you. That's a good question. Okay, Mary, anything else, Steve? Are you okay with that answer?
No, that's it. That answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Every day I want each of you to turn to your guidance and make it that methodical and that deliberate. Okay, we're concluding now, where each of you say what you loved about this class and what you came away with. We'll start with Mary because she has to scram. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Bye. I love that I asked, what I wanted to get out of this class was deeper connection with my intuition, and having this assignment every day, it's like honing in. I love that. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
To say good night and until
next
time.
Good night, Mary.
Night.
Okay, who wants to go next?
I could go.
Okay.
Well, starting out this class, I feel excited. I feel positive, and there's still that a bit of trepidation, but it's different. I think I'm going into this with a different attitude. I like the way it's laid out. I have a lot of hope. It's just coming at the perfect time, and I'm just committed to giving myself all to every part of this class. And thank you.
Beautiful. So my homework assignment for you, my home play assignment for you, is that feeling of trepidation. Let's keep following that feeling. That's an important message there. So I would like you to, when you do the exercise of the Hell or Haven, including whoever else you're going to bring into your sacred chambers to heal, also bring in that feeling. Just imagine that it's a person. Okay, you understand what I'm saying, Steve?
I do. Boy, even when you say that.
something just stirs inside of me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is a very important part of you, and we must love it. We must love him. So do that exercise where you include some time aside, where you also bring this Mr. Trepidation in, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, Steve. Okay, Barb, honey, what did you love about this class and what did you take away?
Well, I love the way it's set up, and I'm very excited about pursuing it and really coming away with something from each session and at the end of the 8 weeks. The process, the home plays make a lot of sense, and I'm just very, very excited and committed.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Well, okay, everyone, I love you, and have a wonderful couple of weeks, and I will see you in Facebook group, and please do show up in there. It'll be a great chance for us to party.
All right. Thanks, Sasha. Okay, bye, Barb.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.